Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every day I get the cue. We're back. It's 23 after. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there will help you with your small business. You can read, listen, ask questions. You can watch the video series that we have there. We have some one-minute videos and three-minute videos, and it's all right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to get more videos, our YouTube channel is youtube.com/Jim Blasingame, and my mobile site is m.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm very excited about having John Leo, ladies and gentlemen, the legendary John Leo. You've read his column for a long time, and he's a very important journalist. He's taught journalism. He's advised people around the world and the government world, and we're so thankful to have him as part of our brain trust. John is a senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute these days and a contributor to MindingTheCampus.com. Is that the best website, John?
Yes, that's the one I run, and I hope your listeners will pay attention to it. It's about universities and colleges today, and in general, we view with alarm. We think they've gone off a cliff, both in price and quality, and becoming left-driven institutions that don't pay attention to the center, let alone the right.
Mm-hmm. MindingTheCampus.com. Check that out.
MindingTheCampus.com.
John, you alerted us in the previous segment to the fact that the current level of student loans is over $1 trillion, maybe $1.2 trillion. The people who owe the money are in their 20s and 30s, I guess we should say. Is that accurate?
I would think so, I'm not exactly sure of the stats. But
More than likely in the 20s and 30s. Many of them owe $20,000, $40,000, $100,000, $200,000, don't they?
Yes.
Now, how are you ever going to get your life started? How are you going to – in fact, I'm reading a lament here about somebody who owes a couple hundred thousand, and they said, they're saying, how can I start a family? How can I buy a house with this kind of debt? And the truth is they can't really, can they?
No, I don't think they can. If you get in the hole that deep, there's no obvious way out. Now, I think besides the fact that some kids are going in debt forever, it's driving kids away from areas that might be important to American life. You know, they're all going to go for whatever brings the big money to pay off that debt. So the areas that require big money are not the ones that require brains. So
another thing is many of their parents signed for these loans with them. And pay it back, if they can't, the parents are on the hook, and they're trying to figure out how to retire right now.
Right. So it could cripple two generations in one,
And in the previous segment, in the previous hour, we talked about selling businesses to the younger generations. What if the younger generation, is saddled with this kind of debt? How are they going to buy a business? I mean, there's a cause and effect here that you could go in many directions with, isn't there?
Right. The one thing we haven't talked about is that it's a bubble, and bubbles burst, and what happens when this one bursts?
What do you think?
I think the colleges are going to be in desperate trouble. They're inflating way past the cost of inflation of other goods at 4 or 5 or 6% a year. And the market is not going to bear that.
Do you think that this loan of money availability created a college bubble, a college bubble that will burst like the loose money for housing created a mortgage bubble? We didn't have a real estate bubble. We had a mortgage bubble.
We had an author on our site. His name is Peter Wood. And Peter said when he was at Boston U and had the meetings about money, The first principle was don't leave any government money on the table.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as the government gives more money to colleges or students, raise the price so that you get the money, not the not the people who the politicians think are benefiting.
So you're saying that beyond the personal burden that this $1 trillion in debt is going to create, and the generational to humans and human and American society, you're saying this could ripple through and and maybe even cause the universities, some of the universities, to collapse?
Oh, I think it's a freight train. I think it's right above us now.
When do you think? How long do you think they can hold out?
Well, I would think in the next year something dramatic will happen because people don't have the money for this.
Well,
you already see a stampede to the community colleges because they're cheaper,
right?
And they're only 2 years.
John, what I've noticed, and I've been scratching my head over this, you and I both know that education in the future is not going to be kids in dormitories, but yet these colleges are still building dormitories.
Yes, I know. They're building for a future they're not going to see at all.
Right.
The other thing is the for-profit online operations. You know, they're in bad odor, partly because of the lobbying of the old brick-and-mortar universities. But they're able to provide education that meets the needs of kids. Cheaper, and you can work at home. You can pick your own schedule. All the things that the brick-and-mortar people are contemptuous of are appearing online and cheaper. So figure it out. I mean, where do you think the market's going to go?
Is there more scrutiny now on borrowers of education loans than there was that got us into this situation?
I think so. I'm no expert in that part of it, but it seems to me, yes, that once the money gets this big, reluctant scrutiny turns into real scrutiny.
John, will you come back again real soon? Don't wait so long.
Anytime, Jim.
Thanks for being here.
With
Good
an
job.
Introduction like that, how can I say no?
The legendary John Leo, ladies and gentlemen, mindingthecampus.com. Check out his website there. You don't want to miss what he has to say. He's been telling us smart things for a long time. John Leo, we'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. That's all I've got for myself. If you
please. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.